This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell attended the Group of Seven economic meetings in Capri, Italy, Thursday, where he encouraged more aid for Ukraine and restraint in the Middle East. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the sleepy Italian resort of Capri, a bell's toll pierced the morning air. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell started the day talking to reporters about his hopes for the meeting of G7 foreign ministers. Borrell said G7 leaders had to make quick decisions to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia.
Otherwise, the electricity system of Ukraine will be destroyed.
The EU's top diplomat urged Israel to show restraint following an Iranian air assault on its territory. Iran's attack was a response to a suspected Israeli attack on an Iranian consular building in Syria, which killed two Iranian generals. Borrell told reporters,
"I don't want to exaggerate, but we are on the edge of a war, a regional war in the Middle East."
I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. and Britain have imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran as concern grows that Tehran's unprecedented attack on Israel could fuel a wider war in the Middle East. Thursday, the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control targeted 16 people and two entities in Iran that produce engines that power the drones used in the April 13 attack on Israel. Additionally, Britain is targeting several Iranian military organizations. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron spoke about the sanctions on the sidelines of the G7 summit Thursday.
Given Iran's behavior in backing the Houthis, backing Hezbollah, backing Hamas, and of course the appalling state-on-state attack on Israel, it's quite right that with partners we take further action on sanctions. And that's what Britain has done today, sanctioning a further 13 people and entities to add to the already 400 sanctions that we've put in place.
This is VOA News. United